Chapter 12. This place fills me with a dreadful sensation, apostrophe said Thomas, of having something to do. Remove me, Francis. Apostrophe, where would you like to go next? Apostrophe was the question of the ever-engaging good child. I have heard there is a good old inn at Lancaster, established in a fine old house. An inn where they give you bride cake every day after dinner, apostrophe said Thomas Idle. Let us eat bride cake without the trouble of being married, or of knowing anybody in that ridiculous dilemma. Apostrophe, Mr. Goodchild, with a lover's sigh, assented. They departed from the station in a violent hurry, for which, it is unnecessary to observe, there was not the least occasion, and were delivered at the fine old house at Lancaster, on the same night. It is Mr. Goodchild's opinion, that if a visitor on his arrival at Lancaster, could be accommodated with a pole which would push the opposite side of the street some yards farther off, it would be better for all parties. Protesting against being required to live in a trench, and obliged to speculate all day upon what the people can possibly be doing within a mysterious opposite window, which is a shop window to look at, but not a shop window in respect of its offering nothing for sale and declining to give any account whatever of itself, Mr. Goodchild concedes Lancaster to be a pleasant place. A place dropped in the midst of a charming landscape, a place with a fine ancient fragment of castle, a place of lovely walks, a place possessing staid old houses richly fitted with old Honduras mahogany, which has grown so dark with time that it seems to have got something of a retrospective mirror quality into itself, and to show the visitor, in the depth of its grain, through all its polish, the hue of the wretched slaves who groaned long ago under old Lancaster merchants. And Mr. Goodchild adds, that the stones of Lancaster do sometimes whisper, even yet, of rich men passed away upon whose great prosperity some of these old doorways frowned sullen in the brightest weather, that their slave gain turned to curses, as the Arabian wizard's money turned to leaves, and that no good ever came of it, even unto the third and fourth generations, until it was wasted and gone. It was a gallant sight to behold, the Sunday procession of the Lancaster elders to church all in black, and looking fearfully like a funeral without the body under the escort of three beadles. Think, apostrophe said Francis, as he stood at the inn window, admiring, of being taken to the sacred edifice by three beadles. I have, in my early time, been taken out of it by one beadle, but to be taken into it by three, O Thomas, is a distinction I shall never enjoy. Apostrophe. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.